All right, Matt Forte needs to not participate. Eddie Royal needs to not participate. Aronis Grasso neck did not participate. Pennell McPhee needs to not participate. Zach Miller, shoulder limited. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder limited. Shea McClellan, knee limited. Brian Callahan, concussion limited. Cam Meredith, ankle full practice today. Leroy Reynolds, knee full practice today. Any questions?
Callahan still has been cleared?
He's been cleared to practice. He won't officially get past until as early as tomorrow. He won't know officially, but he's cleared for contact. He's cleared to practice, but no contact.
John, you've had a chance to see Adam Gase kind of grow up in the business a little bit, and obviously he's been influenced by Mike McCoy. What do you think Adam took from his time with Mike?
I think they worked together really before the year before I got there. When Josh McDaniels was the head coach. And so they built that relationship there. I knew Mike McCoy from the Carolina days and really did not know Adam prior to that. And I knew his father-in-law pretty well. We had been friends for a long time, Joe Vitt. But, you know, we had a chance to interview him when we went in there new as a staff, much like I did with the old staff here. It was impressed. And then, he worked with Tim Tebow our first year, as well as Peyton Manning in the years to follow. So, good young coach, very smart, good play caller in my estimation. I thought he's done a terrific job, in my tenure with him.
John, is there a good talk about a coaching tree? I mean, there's lots of them in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Someone like Mike, I mean, is there such a pride seeing the guys that you had on your staff now move up? What is your feeling about that? How's that feeling?
You know, I think somebody asked me that, John, the other day, and, I think you – there's a lot of qualified assistant coaches out there. It's a guy a long time ago says you want to fall off the face of the earth to become an NFL assistant. It's not so much like that anymore. The coordinators get a lot of exposure, for their side of the ball. Same thing with special teams. And then that's kind of the succession, is the way it's been. I joke with John Harbaugh. He was a special teams coach forever, and he didn't get a head job until he went to defense. There hasn't been many special teams guys get head coaching jobs, which I think is unfortunate and maybe not the greatest thing, because really they have more exposure to the whole team than an offensive or defensive coordinator does. But, I think, guys, you just try to find good people. It's not one-man shows in this league. I mean, there's a lot of good assistants, a lot of people that are involved. So it takes a good staff to have success. So I just pride myself in being able to have success and then watch guys get rewarded for it, much like players. I mean, if your team does good, your coaches do good, and your players do good, a lot of times team success warrants some of the individual attention people get.
John, that being said, there's already some jobs open. Would you grant permission for any of your assistants at this point in the season?
That's way down the road. I think there's procedures that are involved. There's permissions, the organization's involved in that. I'm not quite into head coaching searches yet on my calendar.
You've done pretty well against Mike in the past. Is there, did you just have a better team, or is there any insight you had in him?
Not really. People get asked, all the time about whether it's a division, second time around, familiarity. Same thing with, people you've competed against. Of course, there's familiarity in both, but it goes both ways.
What have you seen out of their punt return game?
They've struggled in that area. I think they changed returners this week. But like anything, it's execution of the group. On an offensive play, if nobody blocks, the running back might get blamed. But there's a lot that goes into, executing any play in football.
Couple more will bring out Jay.
John, it's set up for a potential matchup between rookie running backs. What do you think of Melvin Gordon, and when you watch the tape, what do you see?
I've been very impressed. I think he's a guy that obviously we evaluated throughout the draft process, and I know we had high grades on him. I won't go into exact grades, but we held him in high regard, and I think he's played very well.
Coach, speaking of your assistants, how good of a head coach do you think Adam Gase could be?
Again, there's no manual for it. And this is not to slight Adam in any way, no different than when I became a head coach or anybody becomes a head coach. It's a new experience. It's a different job description. I think you know, just like I thought Mike would do a terrific job, you know, anybody that's been an assistant that's moved on, Adam as well, you know, they're very, very capable. And, you know, again, it's not just getting a job, sometimes getting the right one at the right time. And, you know, it's a math equation. You know, half the teams lose in this league every year, and that's why the grand total of that is there's a lot of turnover, you know, in those positions. So, you know, I think it's a matter of timing and obviously being fortunate enough to put together a good staff, and that can be a tough thing to do depending on what year it is and, you know, having some good players.
We just saw a guy fired after less than a year and a half. Is the lease shorter than it's ever been?
You know, I think it's definitely changed in time. You know, our whole world has changed. I think, you know, a long time ago, you never saw assistants get fired unless the team did poorly. You know, a few years ago, I saw coordinators fired in the preseason. So it's come a long ways as far as that goes. You know, I'm not sure that you get a great evaluation in a year and six games, you know, for anybody. But, hey, it's what we deal with and what we live with.
Great. Thanks.